Joey Lynch joins me. Welcome to you, Joey. Great to have you on the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Dwayne.
Yeah, what's the latest on the A-League team scrambling to fair ground?
Well, the latest in the situation is, despite two attempts, two trips to the airport, two trips to the tarmac itself, all three of Melbourne's A-League sides currently remain in the city. In fact, I believe they all trained today. So they are still not in New South Wales, as they've been attempting to do for the past 48 hours.
So when will they get there?
That is the million-dollar question. At the moment, the FFA and the A-League and clubs are trying to figure out a way that they can get into New South Wales. But talking to people from the clubs today, they're not sure. I've been speaking to people around, and they're saying that at this point, they're no longer going to be driving to the airport until they absolutely get the rolled gold guarantee that they've got exemptions and that they'll be able to play when they get to New South Wales, of course, because Melbourne Victory is supposed to start the season against Western United next week, and then Western United is supposed to play Melbourne City in 4 days after that. So they are rapidly running out of time to find a solution.
And they're running out of time to get on a bus too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was one of the initial plans. Two nights ago on Monday evening, the players were summoned to Amy Park at around 8:30 at night. And initially, the plan was to just throw them all on a bus and get them across the border into New South Wales as quickly as possible. That was superseded by an attempt to get them all onto a chartered flight that would take them to the ACT and land before midnight. But unfortunately for the players and those plans, fog closed Canberra's airport, so that flight was cancelled. And then trying to fly out again yesterday night, they got to the airport and were told that when they did land in the ACT, which they were planning on staying a few days in the ACT whilst the final exemptions to get into New South Wales were sorted out, they were told when they landed in the ACT they would have to undergo a 14-day quarantine that wouldn't allow them to train, wouldn't allow them to prepare. So they all back home and try to and wait here until something else was sorted out.
So is there a worry that the season could actually have to be pushed back now?
Well, the schedule that was released by the A-League, they were very insistent that there was still a living document. But if the Melbourne A-League teams had to go and to New South Wales and observe some sort of 14-day quarantine, that obviously would delay those games. There's a possibility maybe that they could play the games against each other. Western United has to play Victory and City in the remaining schedule. They could maybe play them here while negotiations are taking place. But very much so, if they are quarantined in New South Wales, the fixture will have to be reorganised.
So tell me what you think might happen, Joey, because I know it's evolving before your eyes, but what's plan A, B and C then, do you think, for the A-League? Because they want to get games away, but they also don't want to be in a situation where it becomes too hard and it's a debacle for players if they're quarantining and can't play and they're stuck in a place they don't want to be.
No, well, I think very much they are going to do absolutely everything that they can to get a season out of the way. We already have in the A-League seen rather tempestuous negotiations between the A-League and their broadcaster Fox Sports about the broadcasting deal that was renegotiated, a compromise reached that involved the broadcasting of the conclusion of this season and next season. If they weren't to deliver games, that renegotiated deal could once again be in jeopardy. So I think the A-League is going to do absolutely everything they can to get the games played. It's just now a matter of whether or not they're able to negotiate with governments to get the players across, whether they have to play the games in Melbourne, then travel to New South Wales, quarantine, and then pack a lot of games into a short period of time, or exemptions can be granted. It's the big question, because unfortunately, unlike the rest of Melbourne's professional sporting sides, they were left holding the ball and caught here in Melbourne.
And what's the grand final rules for your sport this season, Joey? Because we're trying to work out what we're going to do with ours. What are the rules for yours, and where do you think it might end up being?
Well, the A-League doesn't have a set venue for its grand final. It goes to the highest seeded side that makes the grand final. Last year, we saw a record crowd pack into Optus Stadium over in Perth to watch a Sydney FC defeated Perth Glory in a penalty shootout. It's almost certainly likely to take place in Sydney this year, regardless of who actually qualifies for it. But that's really probably not one of our biggest questions going around the A-League, because we're still trying to figure out how the season can go ahead at the moment.
But you can't see it being in Victoria the way it stands right now.
I absolutely can't see it going in Victoria. Realistically, the only side that could possibly host it would be seated high enough would be Melbourne City. Melbourne Victory can't make finals at this point. Almost certainly their second bottom. Western United are scraping to get into the top six. So Melbourne City would be the only possibility. And I don't think Melbourne City would kick up too much of a fuss if they got it out of the way, because what's going to be happening is we're going to have the plan was for 27 regular season games in 28 days and then a one-week finals campaign. So I don't think there's much appetite to wait around for ground availability in Melbourne.
Great to have you, Joey. Really appreciate you enlightening me. Haven't been watching the A-League space anywhere near as much as I would have liked to have. So I appreciate the update, and I'm sure our listeners do too. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks for having me on, Dwayne. Make sure you get around it.
Joey Lynch, I will.